A Burlington Northern train carrying crude oil from the Bakken fields of North Dakota exploded and burned after a collision with a derailed train carrying grain. Investigations into Monday's accident near Fargo continue, but the fireball has already caught the eye of Wisconsin Railroads Commissioner Jeff Plaley.
It looked like something out of a Hollywood movie.
But Plaley says it's no fiction that oil train traffic from the Dakotas to and through Wisconsin has increased by quite a bit.
Canadian Pacific refers to that as their rolling pipeline, also Burlington Northern, through the western part of the state. And it's going to refineries down south and out east.
Plaley says he's been talking with the train companies about safety, especially in light of an uptick in freight rail incidents in Wisconsin last year and other oil train accidents in the U.S. and Canada. He urges Wisconsin citizens to contact him about any poor track conditions. Burlington Northern says it's spending hundreds of millions of dollars in the upper Midwest to upgrade its track. Canadian Pacific says it has a rigorous safety system in place for everything it moves, including crude oil. Still, Josh Mogerman of the Natural Resources Defense Council in Chicago says governments need to catch up with regulating oil trains.
There are a lot of questions about the design of the cars being used to transport oil right now, and there are real questions about whether all of the routes that are being used should be used.
Mogerman says the explosion in North Dakota is not an argument for building more oil pipelines. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.